朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
欢迎谁你知道吗？
You know whom they are welcoming?
去迎接佛牙。
To welcome a quote-unquote Buddha's tooth.
就一颗牙齿而已。
One tooth.
就为了那一颗牙齿。
For that particular tooth.
触动了几万个人。
Tens of thousands of people went.
政府这么高的首长亲自到机场去迎接他。
Even the high officials in Taiwan, they did that.
你可以看得到马路上万人空巷欢迎他。
And you see people, the crowds on the street just welcome that particular.
你看那妇女穿着白色衬衫、黑色长裙，整个是五体投地。他们是用布法接主，就是整个黑头发撒在地上。来欢迎他。
And many women, they just prostrate on the street and use their hair actually as a carpet for to welcome that tooth.
我们会稀奇，为什么他们会这么敬虔
？We would be amazed why these people they are so religious.
他们知道释迦牟尼不是神，是人，所以才会有剩下的牙齿。
They knew that Buddha was not God, otherwise he wouldn't have bothered to have a tooth.、Right?
为了一颗牙齿，后来中国佛教学会说那是假牙，不是假的牙，不是假牙，假的牙。
Actually, the Association of Buddhists in China claimed that that tooth actually is faked.
他们都能够这样子的敬虔。
But for that particular tooth, people can show their piety this way.
我们基督徒却有自称信的是独一的真神，宇宙的主宰。
We Christians, we claim that our God is the Most High, the ruler of the universe.
可是我们却没有那样子把神当作神。
But we do not reverence him as God.
佛教回教徒一天五次，不管在哪里，要面向麦加下拜。
The Islam, you know, they need to prostrate to the holy city five times a day.
我跟于师母在雪梨，在悉尼的时候
，Me and Sister Nancy, when we were in Sydney,
我们在火车站等火车
，While we were waiting for the train,
看到一个回教妇女，时间到了，从包包拿出一个毯子铺在地上。
There's an Islamic a woman, and at a certain time, he just lay out his carpet and prostrate on the floor and pray to her God.
我就不要再去讲太多的例子，你在网络上可以找到很多。
You can find tons of examples from the internet.
连回教的这种fundamentalist 或是 ISIS,
and even the ISIS,
他们认为他们带着自杀炸弹。炸死的话
，those suicide bombers，
他们到天上有大的赏赐。
They are convinced that as soon as they die, they have great reward in heaven.
我1994年去耶路撒冷的时候，他们告诉我说有30多个新处女等着他们做奖赏。
And in 1994, when I went to Jerusalem, they told me, oh, they claim that those who did their suicide bombing, they are like 30-some wives waiting for them to be as their reward in heaven.
我昨天一 Google 的时候涨价了，变成了72个。
And now I Google yesterday, now the price is raised, so their reward is better now. They have 72 virgins waiting to be married to.
我现在先不管他们是不是为了这个死，我也不觉得他们都是为这个死，不要这样小看他们。
And let's not focus on whether they truly die for those rewards.
但是当我看到这些电视电影拍摄到这些青年十几岁的哈，哎，你们中间十几岁的请举手，好吧？
But while I look at the TV, the movie, and see those teenagers, how many of you teenagers?
你们总不会。连十几岁都自己十几岁都不记得了吧？就
是、Do you not know your age, young people?
我看到上面的人一交代他们，他们乖乖的听话，把炸弹绑在自己的身上。
When I saw how people just handed them that bomb, and they just obeyed and put it and wrap it on their body.
穿上衣服或是放在炸弹包里面，他们就出去了。男的、女的、青年人。
And they just went like that, men or women, young or old. That's how they did.
我在想今天如果叫基督徒十几岁的孩子做这件事情，几个会做？
I was thinking how many of Christians, our teenagers, will be willing to do that.
当然去炸死人，我相信你们不做，这个我可以了解。
Of course, I know you won't try to harm others like that.
但是我反过来问哈。
But if I ask you,
他们是为了阿拉，为着他们的神，他们宁可死。
They did this for their God. They're willing to die for their God, quote unquote, Allah.
我们为着我们的神。
For our God,
少玩一点电玩
you play a little less video game,
或是不去看 porno,
or you shun away from pornography,
或是大人不玩 gambling, 没有什么不好的嗜好，得罪神的事，你却发现我们连这样子都这么懒。
Or trying to get rid of some bad habit, you discover among Christians, it's quite challenging.
那为什么对我们来说是假神是错误的信仰别人却这么认真这么当真
So to us, we look at the other religion. It's false God, but they took it so seriously.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹这就是罗马书第一章我昨天也在同工退休会讲到的
That is why in Romans 1, I shared yesterday with brothers and sisters.
就是他们明明知道有神却不把他当神来荣耀他。
They knew God, yet they did not glorify Him as God.
这是基督徒软弱，甚至基督教软弱的一个 root cause.
That's the root cause. A Christian is weak, or the whole Christianity is weak today.
明明我们传的是真神。
Yes, we preach the true God.
明明我们所信的真的是像我们所说的万神之神万主之主。
Clearly, we know that the God we believe in is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是我们却不把神当作神。
Yet we do not let God be God.
所以我们才会为了老板为了公司为了家庭或是像劳以利一样尊重孩子过于尊重神。
That's why we do so many things. Just like Eli, he honored his son more than he honored God.
我们便把神当作神。
Do we let God be God?
你们有没有过任何的经历，别人没有把你该得的那个角色、那个分量、那个成就给予合理的对待啊
？Do you have that experience? People do not treat you what you deserve.
例如是你是老师，学生不尊重你。
For example, you are a teacher and your students, they do not honor you.
我想讲老师，很多人不是老师，讲当爸爸的好了。
Maybe let's just say as a dad.
为了避免对号入座，我来讲乔治。乔治，假如有一天你当爸爸。
So George, for example, if one day you become a dad.
你的儿子跑来跟你讲，嘿，乔治。
And your son just run to you, hey George.
直接叫你名字，嘿 George.
Hey George.
我现在想出去散散步。
I want to go out and take a walk.
有没有一点钱给我
？I need some money.
你的 teenager 如果这样跟你讲话，你会怎么样
？If your teenage boy spoke like that to you, how would you feel?
啪啪，好像放下他的小提琴，啪啪。
Laid aside his violin and.
一定的嘛，那没有把你当爸爸尊重嘛。
Of course, because your son did not honor you or respect you as dad.
我小的时候看到有一次我哥哥，我不要讲我哪一个哥哥了，我爸爸把他的铅笔拿过去用了一下，他跟我爸爸说：“爸爸，那是我的铅笔。
”I still remember when I was young. One time, one of my brothers and then just took my dad took a pencil out of one of my brothers.
我记得我爸爸回头拍了说：“什么你的我的，连你都还是我的。
”And then that boy said, "Dad, you just took my pencil." And my dad just turned around and say, "What's yours? Even you yourself is mine."
他是老爸，本来什么东西都是他的，对不对
？Yes, he is dad. Everything belongs to him.
你们现在年轻人对爸爸妈妈太不尊重了，讲话会 talk back， 我们哪里敢啊
？Nowadays, young people, you talk back, you took it for granted. In my generation, I dare not to do that.
不光年轻人了，连现在的大人一样啊。
Not just young people, some older ones.You are the same.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里，生命就告诉我们，耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，他是万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏。希望我们都能够真正的在主的面前相信他是神。
So in Deuteronomy 10, there it says, we need to be fully persuaded. Not only God is one and almighty God, but he also is the highest, he's the greatest, he's the most holy, he's most glorious. When we truly see him as such a God, then naturally we will humble ourselves. When we see that how great he is, how awesome he is, then you realize how we have fallen short of the honor and the respect due him. And I often feel God, he's so patient.
我们对主也非常非常的不够尊重。
And we have lacked so much reverence toward him.
圣灵要求恩膏教训我们就随便的不肯顺服。
When the anointing is teaching us, but how often we just quench it?
睁开看见他是谁决定影响我这个人。
When we can truly see who God is, that would impact our life.
有一次在一个乡下的城里面一个旅馆，那个老板那天看到他店里面的一个客人。
One time in this small town, there was a small inn that the owner saw one guest.
虽然穿着普通，但是他觉得他的气质很不一样。
Even though that person wear just casually, but the owner noticed that there's something different.In his temperament.
所以这个旅馆主人就很好奇，就跟他聊聊天啊。
So this owner of the inn just out of curiosity talked to that person.
聊天的里面他就问他，他说您是从城里来的吧
？And he asked him, "Hey, you must be from the city."
他说是。
And he replied, "Yes."
他说我看你的气质不太一样，你是当官的吧
？And then he said, "Well, I look at the way you behave, you act, and it's different. Are you a government official?"
他是。简单点个头，他说是的。
And then he nodded yes.
他说你是当班长。
And then say, "Oh, are you one of the rulers, the leader?"
比他稍微大一点。
And he said, "Well, a little higher than that."
当 captain?
Maybe captain.
他说再大一点。
And say, "Oh, a greater."
你是个将军。
Are you a general?
再大一点。
Still higher.
你是元帅。
Are you the commander in chief?
再大一点。
And then, I'm sorry. And then higher.
那个人嘴巴就张开来了。
And then this owner just have his mouth open wide.
你是国王。
Are you the king?
Say yes.
And then he reply yes.
那个主人啪就跪在地上了。
Immediately he prostrated.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正是我们所信的、所说的这位主是谁
？Brother and sister, if we truly know the God we believe, the God we preach.
有一首诗歌说到：“我的良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。”
There's one hymn says, "When my God lift up his head, and all the angels prostrated."
他在天上尊荣的不得了，不得了。
He's so glorious and honorable in heaven.
千万的天使根本连看他都不敢看他。
Thousands of angels, they have to hide their eyes. They dare not to look straight into his glory.
他说耶稣一抬头的时候，众天使砰一声全部跪下来。
When Jesus lift up his head, as if all the angels, they must bow and prostrate.
他太荣耀了。
Because he's too glorious.
你看我们祷告翘着二郎腿哈。
How many of us, when we pray, we just pray like that?
然后我们聚会姗姗来迟，说教会为什么要逼我们准时呢
？In our meeting, people just come late, carelessly. Why do we want to set certain rules?
啊，唱诗我为什么要开口唱呢？老子今天心里不舒服。
Worship time, why do I bother to open my mouth? Well, I don't feel that great this morning.
我昨天晚上没睡好，我们就不想唱。
I did not have a good sleep, so I don't want.
可是如果主睁开我们眼睛看见是王的时候
，If we truly see that the King is here.
我相信我们的敬拜、我们的赞美、我们的顺服、我们的爱戴、降杯都是自然的事情。
I believe all our praises, all our worship, all our humility, it would be so natural.
所以我说今天的信息太重要了。
So that's why I said this message so important.
当我们讲归耶和华为圣的时候，我们的观念以为第一个就是要跳进怎么样子过圣洁生活，一二三。
When we talk about holiness unto the Lord, easily we would want to think of, oh, how do I make live a holy life? What step 1, 2, 3?
就跟我们去年讲多结果子的时候，很多弟兄姊妹都以为我们马上就会 会讲哦，这结圣灵果子，结什么果子？结什么
果子 ？Just like last year, our annual theme is being fruitful, bearing fruit, and we think that oh, we want to talk about the fruit.
那没想到我们花那么多时间讲 abiding, 讲 pruning.
Without realizing, we spend so much time talking about abiding and pruning.
需要跟主联合，需要被父神修剪，才可能多结果子。
If we are united with Christ and receive the pruning from God, that's the only way we can bear fruit.
我们今天要讲归耶和华为圣，不是跳进 life principle 一二三。
Today, when we talk about holiness unto the Lord, we do not just jump directly into how to live a holy life. Step 1, 2, 3, 4.
同样的，在未来一整个 quarter， 甚至更多时间，我们会集中讲 unto God， 真把神当作神。
So for this quarter, maybe longer, we will focus on unto God. Really, let God be God.
所以第一个月我们讲真实的相信，第二个月讲完全的降卑，第三个月讲。绝对的顺服
so first month we want to learn about fully persuaded and we want to talk about second month a humble, in full humility and then we want to talk about to obey him willingly
所以当我们认识至高至上至荣至圣的神的时候我们在他面前我们一定降卑的
so when we truly see this great mighty and awesome God we would humble ourselves.
万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
All knees shall bow, all tongues shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord.
第三个讲到甘心的顺服。
Then we want to talk about obey him willingly.
当我们真看见他是神，我们的顺服是很自然的。
When we see that he is God, we will spontaneously just obey him.
列王记上十八章，当以利亚对着那些堕落的百姓，他问了他们一个问题。
Prophet Elijah asked those fallen.People of God, he asked this question in 1 Kings chapter 18.
他说你们心持恶意要到几时呢
He said, How long will you falter between two opinions?
如果耶和华是神
If the Lord is God,
弟兄姊妹你自己问自己问题、啊、
You ask yourself this question.
如果今天你所信的真的是神
If the God you believe in truly is God,
以利亚告诉我们你就当顺从他
Then Elijah said, then follow him, obey him.
他接下去又讲，如果巴利是神
If Baal is God.
换句话说，如果耶和华不是神
In another word, if the Lord is not God.
你不需要去顺服他的
Then don't bother to obey him.
所以我想问弟兄姊妹，今天在你个人生命里面，跟神的关系上有什么地方是不肯顺服的
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, in what area in your lives would you refuse to obey him?
如果耶和华是神
If the Lord is God.
如果耶和华也是我的神，像今天所唱的诗歌一样。
If the Lord is God and if He is my God, like the song we sang,
我们就应该来顺服他。
Then we must obey Him.
真看见他是神，要顺服，甚至要奉献，都是自然的事情。
If you know, truly know that He is God, obeying Him or consecrating yourself is the most natural thing.
我们的顺服会是。甘甘心心的
We will be willingly just surrender ourselves.
就像很多的仆人讲，他说在顺服神的里面有一个说不出来的喜乐，是平常别的环境里面不能够带给我们的喜乐。
Many servants of God testify that they found this unspeakable joy, a special joy which they do not see in any other way other than obeying God.
唱诗喜不喜乐
When you sing worship song.Do you feel joy?
跟弟兄姊妹 potluck 喜不喜乐
Do you have when you have potluck with brother and sister? Are you happy?
年轻人偶尔来一段 video game 喜不喜乐
Young people, you enjoy playing video game, right?
全家出去度假喜不喜乐
Whole family go out on a vacation, isn't that fun?
都很喜乐
Yes, lot of fun.
但是有一种叫做最深的喜乐
But there is this deep, deep joy.
是从顺服神而来的
You can only find.From obeying,
从讨神喜悦而来的
him, seeking his pleasure to please him.
God's delight, 神的喜乐临到你
the delight of God, God's delight come upon you.
神的喜乐 the joy of the Spirit 临到我们的身上
The joy in the Holy Spirit come upon us.
所以顺服奉献什么都你都不会觉得太重。
Surrender to him, consecrate yourself. You wouldn't feel those things as heavy burdens.
我听说有一次英国女王自己一个人微服出巡，因为在皇宫 太无聊了。
I heard this one time, the queen in the UK, and just dressed casually, and just take a tour.
她在乡下一个人散步的时候
，walking on the street，
突然下起大雨来
，and suddenly it rained。
旁边有一个破旧的农舍，她就跑过去。
There's this a farmer's house. She just walked in.
然后她跟他敲门
，and knock at the door.
出来一个女人。
There was this woman.
她说我可不可以跟你借一把伞
？And she asked, "Can I borrow an umbrella from you?"
她根本不知道这个人是谁，进去挑了一把已经烂掉的、不还都没关系的伞给她。
She didn't know whom she was talking to, so went back to her room, just take a very broken umbrella that she didn't care so much, and then just offer her.
第二天
，the next day.
皇家马车停在他家门口。
A chariot, the royal chariot, they came and stopped at her door.
一个大臣下来，带着他破旧的伞，跟一个贵重的谢礼，从女王来的，送给他。
And then this official just came out, returning that broken umbrella plus a very precious gift.
他才知道昨天来的是女王。
She suddenly realized that, hey, it was the queen.
你知道她的那个羞耻跟懊悔，她说早知道。
Can you feel the shame?
我把最好的给她。
If she had known that she is the king, she would have brought the best.
而且我绝对不让她在外面淋雨，我会请她进来的。
She would not have just leave her outside. She would have invited her in.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要小看圣灵在我里面任何的一个要求和感动。
Brothers and sisters, do not despise or take it lightly every small move of the Spirit in you, your life.
如果我们用最简单的信心来相信。知道这是神居然会对我有要求。
If you realize that by simple faith, our God is demanding something, is guide teaching me, asking something of me.
我会巴不得 by all means 来满足他的。
And by all means, we will fulfill his request.
就跟该恩夫人说，她说我巴不得知道神要什么，我巴不得更多主对我有要求。
Just like the cry of Manangian said, "How wish I would know every moment what God wants me to do."
让我更有更多的机会来讨。
To know his demand, his requirements, so I have more opportunity to please him.
弟兄姊妹，这都是真把神当作神的人。
One sister, these are the people who truly know their God.
所以我们在这里说，在我们中间流行一句话：要来就来真的。
I know we have this saying among us that if you want to do it, make it real.
不是光只是做事，服事上来真的。弟兄姊妹，希望我们跟神也来真的。
Not only that, you in your service, you do it wholeheartedly.But toward God, the basic fundamental thing, you let him be God.
要过分别为圣的生活，我们要从尊主为大开始。
So to live a consecrated life, we need to start from honoring him as God.
我们需要主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们真看见他，真知道他。
So we truly know him, who he is.
所以但以理说，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
That's why Prophet Daniel said, only those who know God, know his will, they will act boldly.
所以我们现在回头来读我们今天的背诵经文。
Let's come back to our memory verse today.
以弗所书一章十七节到二十三节。
Ephesians 1, verse 17 to 23.
要背诵的只有前面初体字，所以你们不要太着急。
You only need to memorize verse 17 to 19.
我们一起来读它，好不好
？Let's read it together.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。我们一起念一遍英文，但是我想我们就念到十七、十八节。
Let's read it all in English, verse 17 and 18.
我们背诵的部分，好不好？
Actually, 19.
真的让神开我们每一个人的眼睛，让我们真知道他。
ask the Lord to open our eyes so we can truly know Him.
来，我们一起来读。
Let's read it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我希望所有的基督徒要很感谢神的一件事情。
I pray that we all know one thing we can be thankful for.
我们不光有两个生命，旧造的跟新造的生命。
Not only you have two lives, one is the old self, one is the new creation.
我们也有两对的眼睛。
But we have two pair of eyes.
一个是外面的眼睛，一个是心灵的眼睛。
One is our naked eyes, one is our inner eyes.
当我们心灵的眼睛被开的时候。
When our inner eyes are enlightened,
那些 invisible becomes visible. 所有原来不能看见的变为可以看见。
We will be able to see the invisibles.
所以摩西能够得胜，能够完成这么伟大的使命，他的秘诀在于如同看见那不能看见的主。
One reason Moses can accomplish the will of God in his generation, the book of Hebrews says, because he saw the invisible God.
我们不需要一个摸得着的牙齿来让你敬拜。
We don't need a fake tooth to worship that physical thing.
我们的眼睛开了，我们就看见了。
But when our inner eyes are open, we can see.
就像彼得说的。
Just like Peter said.
我们虽然没有见过他。
Even though we do not see him,
却是爱他,
yet we love him.
如今因着信他就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Now in believing, we have the joy unspeakable and full of glory.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们知道所信的神是真的神。
Brother and sister, may we all know that our God is the true God.
所以我们整个今年归耶和华为圣，三个关键的字叫做认识神圣洁的所事，连于基督圣洁的生命，经历圣灵圣别的工作。
So let's look at this key phrase we came up with about this annual theme. Knowing God's holy nature, abiding in Christ's holy life, and experiencing the sanctification work of the Holy Spirit.
这是最好最好的一个解释，跟我们一起来认识他的角度。
That explains how we can understand, how we can know him and know this topic.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我结束的时候，
Before I end, brothers and sisters,
我每一次的信息都是非常时间有限，只能讲一点点。
Every time, I often feel that the time is so limited, what I can share is so limited.
但是我不管今天信息你能够记得多少，我希望你记得一件事情。
But I don't know how much you can remember, but at least this thing.
让我们真正的来 let God be God.
Let us practice, let God be God.
不要在明明知道有神，却不把他当神。
Do not like those in Romans 1. We know God, but we do not respect or honor him as God.
让我们真的从心里面把神当神。
But from our hearts, we let God have his supremacy, his place.
我们都跟隔壁的弟兄姊妹讲说，让我们 let God.Be God.
Can we encourage one another, your neighbor, and said that, that God be God.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。